Tell me, how did you feel when you come out of the wilderness? Come out of the wilderness. Oh, how did you feel when you come out of the wilderness? Oh, how did you feel when you come out of the wilderness? Come out of the wilderness. Oh, how did you feel when you come out of the wilderness? I'm leaving all the doors.
Yes, I'm leaving.
Sunday, December 29th, 2024. This is Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour on X-Ray FM in Portland, Oregon, and streaming and all that stuff. Hope you are enjoying this between times and not getting anything done and enjoying it. Originally a 78 on the HUB label, we just heard the Evangelist Singers, a track called Brand New. We heard it off the Peavine CD, Wings of Faith, Detroit Gospel, 1946 to 1950. Kind of sticking with a New Year's theme here, but not all of it. Right now, we're going to hear a download off a YouTube video. This is Ola Bella Reed with her husband and son in the 1970s in their living room. And after that, we're going to hear Bessie Jones and a lot more. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to come in later and talk about what we heard.
This next song is, I think it's the story of the Doubting Thomas. I'm not positive who wrote it, but we learned it off of an album of the Stanley Brothers, and it does have that old mountain sound of the Primitive Baptist or the Hardshell Baptist. And it's called I Am the Man, Thomas.
Thank you.
the hill comes. I am the man. They made me carry the cross. It'd be hard for me just to say where and when that I got started, because we always sang and always played, not particularly what you'd call professionally, but people didn't have as many things to entertain them as they do nowadays, so I guess we sang mostly and played too for our own enjoyment, you know.
That song that I've endured, I mean, that sounds like it's sort of biographical. I mean,
that's one
you sang, and
yeah.
That must have something to do with your
yes,
life
that's
and feelings
about
growing up in the mountains.
Yes, you and many other people probably that I knew, you know, that had it, you might say, had it harder than we did.
Another year, I may be gone. Somewhere in some lonesome graveyard. Oh Lord, how long? Before this time, another year,
I may be gone.
In some lonesome graveyard. Oh Lord, how long? Say before this time, another year,
I may be gone.
In some lonesome graveyard. Oh Lord, how long? They got your no. love you next time.
Oh, how long?
Not before this time, love you, yeah.
Oh, maybe go home in some lonesome graveyard. Oh, Lord, how long?
When God tell Gabriel,
oh, how long?
Put behind the altar,
oh, how long?
Pick up your trumpet,
oh, how long?
And begin to blow it,
oh, how long?
I want you to blow it,
oh, how long?
As my command,
oh, how long?
Want to feel
hello, oh, hello.
For this time, another year.
I may be gone. Oh, Lord, hello.
We've got my preacher.
Oh, hello.
He's down there sleeping.
Hello.
We've got my deacon.
Oh, hello.
Laying down there weeping.
Hello.
We've got my member.
Hello.
Laying down there trembling.
Oh, hello.
For this time, another year.
I may be gone.
I'm a lonesome graveyard.
Oh, Lord, how long?
Wake up that liar.
Oh, how long?
He found fire.
Oh, how long?
Wake up that murderer.
Oh, how long?
He never heard me.
Oh, how long?
Wake up that gambler.
Oh, how long?
He's not my member.
Oh, how long?
Not before this time, another year.
I may be gone.
And I'm a lonesome graveyard.
Oh, Lord, how long?
When I get to heaven,
oh, how long?
Gonna set right down.
Oh, how long?
I know King Jesus.
Oh, how long?
I'm gonna feel happy.
Oh, hello.
I made it in time.
Oh, hello.
I'm gonna go this time another year.
Day was finished. What did you do then? What was your New Year's Eve like? Was that an adults thing or did the children play?
The children played it too. The bigger side of children, they had New Year's parties, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way. Just enjoy. That's all I know. Because they would have another party and the children just have a play or something like that, you know.
Did they have any celebrating in between Christmas and New Year's?
No, not in the celebrating unless in some churches didn't have a chance to have that tree. You know, then they have it that way, but they have it in between the New Year. Because some churches wouldn't have a chance to have that tree, don't they? And some churches were close together, wouldn't be nobody till this church, but then have to wait later. Mm-hmm. All down through Christmas sometimes, someone have a program or something, because they didn't have a chance to have it. We go over to that church then, you know, and have that program.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you see so many different programs, you know, different things. They give one chance to go to the other, you see. And that's
well,
what they have.
But
of course, in that neighborhood I'm talking about, not around way off, but different day everybody had it the same way, I suppose.
On your New Year's party, was it important to stay up until midnight, like anything?
Yeah, they stayed up until you know.
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
And, did you have to eat anything special?
No, special, just have you eating, that's all.
Something.
No special, because they didn't know anything about no special they eat, you see.
Yeah.
They had to eat this all, just sitting up eating and drinking, as they had to eat and drink.
Were the children
allowed
to stay?
Oh, yeah. They stayed until, you know, until they got through sleeping. Mm-hmm. But grown folks stayed up till day, you know.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
they
you know,
right
until day. Yeah, they have left out from the shop and go to work.
They go to work New Year's Day?
Some of them you know, mm-hmm. had to go to work. They called got what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
So they had left out from the shop and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the day that a lot of them wanted to work, because it says you work that day, you're working all the year. That's a sign they had whenever you do, you know, you'd be doing it all the year. And a lot of folks got that on midnight. And then those are Hog Joe, you know, they have that, you know, that's a special eat they had for New Year.
Mm-hmm.
They have Hog Joe and pea.
Mm-hmm.
Most of everybody had a Hog Joe and black eyed pea.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't see no need of it. I don't see nothing in it now. But mm-hmm. I have it though.
Well, what does it supposed to mean?
That's supposed to mean that that you have plenty to eat all the year.
All year long.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
And that's what it's supposed to say. But we don't know whether that's, I don't know whether that's true or not. But I have it every year.
Anyway,
as the old custom. And of course, everybody most around still do it, you know, at home. Mm-hmm. They still do it, most of everybody, and white in color. And we had one white man, he had pizza on his table 12 days after Christmas. Whether he eat them or not, I don't know. That was his rule. He said that was the rule of his old days coming up.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And he said, just if you don't eat them, just put a little dish of
black-eyed
peas on the table. He's a much rich man too, but he sure was. But he never
told you why.
I never heard him say why. I just heard him say that was a rule to have it on that 12 days, that represent the 12 months of the year.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for 12 months of the year of health and richness, mm-hmm. you know.
Many, many days,
many, many
journeys.
Days.
time. I feel good in my soul, don't you? Thank the Lord. Yes, just give God the honor for it all. All right, let's sing. Thank the Lord. I'm crying holy unto the Lord. Will you sing that right out of your heart? Thank the Lord. Well, I'm crying holy unto the Lord. I'm crying holy unto the Lord. Well, if I could, I surely would get on the run. Her blood is good. Well, sinners run unto the Lord. Those sinners run unto the Lord. Oh, please don't let them on the pass and lose your soul tonight. I'm crying holy, holy, holy. Can stand just where Moses did. Hallelujah. That we can stand on holy ground. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. I seen Moses one time when he had started off up the mountain and he was driving his father-in-law's sheep along, taking them up there to put them on some green pasture. And as he went along, I seen there was a great fire come out there in a bush where he was at. And I began to hear something to speak out of it to him. Thank the Lord. Moses began to look around. He kind of got scared. Thank the Lord. But I began to hear the Lord speak to Moses out of that bush and begin to say, Moses, why take your shoes off? For the ground you stand on is holy ground. Yes. I thank the Lord today, children of God. Why, I'm glad that I'm a holy man today. I'm glad that I don't have no sin in me. Thank the Lord. I'm glad that I've got the joys of God down in my soul. And I'm not ashamed of old time heartfelt Holy Ghost sin, sky blue devil hated salvation. Something the world couldn't give to me, and the world can't take it. Thank the Lord. I'm glad that Paul began to speak one time, and he began to say, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Yes. Thank the Lord. I'm glad today that I have joy in me, that's unspeakable and full of glory. Yes. I'm glad today, Brother Scott, yes. I can feel the power of God down in my soul. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I feel the glory of God around here. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Feel the glory of God around here today. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, children, come back around here. Let's sing that good song, and you good children from over Cumberland, just get ready to follow us after this song. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we want you to feel good and free in this song. Just slap your hand for the glory of God. Thank the Lord. We're going to sing again, "There's a Leak in This Old Building." Today we love that. Thank the Lord. We want you to praise God. We want you to slap your hands for the glory of God. Get right into the service. Thank the Lord. Praise God with your mouth. Look up to Him and say, "Lord, I thank you for the glory that you give me and the joy that you put in my soul." Hallelujah. All right. Thank the Lord. All right. Hallelujah. We want you to feel good right in this service
now. Thank the Lord. I've heard the story, Lord, Lord of David. Oh, one Sunday morning I heard. I heard of Daniel. I heard of Daniel. Oh, Lord, in the lion's den. Thank God I heard. I've heard of Job, Lord, and his affliction. And how they all kept the faith until the end. You know, when all hope, I said, when all hope, had seemed to fail, but that's when my God's power, I said it's Holy Ghost power, Lord, thank God He did prevail. And that's why I know, you know I'm a witness, I know prayer. Oh, my prayer changes things. You know prayer. Prayer give me strength. Oh, it give me strength when I'm falling. You know it would unlock doors. Oh, it would unlock doors. I said it would unlock doors. Oh, oh Lord, been closed in my face. You know it will raise. I said it will raise. It will raise a friend, Lord, when you are friendless. You know it will drive. You don't friends. And you know I can call on Jesus. Oh, I can call on Jesus. I can call on Jesus. And I'm a witness he won't ever forget. And that's why I know. Oh, I know prayer. You know prayer changes things. Yes, I know prayer. You know I'm a witness, changes things. You know I tried it, and I know prayer changes things. I've been out on the storm and raging sea. But you know one thing, I've been hungry, I've been sick, I've been filled with misery. Oh, I call on the man Jesus, and I'm a witness that he lifted me. And that's why I know prayer changes things. Oh, yes it will. Let the church say amen. Shame and shame and I can meet it. Say thank you, Jesus. I tried God. And I tried him to be all, found him to be all right. I tried him for a savior. In 1963, I found him to be all right. I tried him for a keeper. In 1963, I found him to be all right. I tried him for a provider. And I found him to be all right. I tried him for a savior. I found him to be all right. Jesus is all right. He'll heal you when you're sick. Pick you up when you're down. Strengthen you when you are weak. Comfort you when you are comfortless. He's all right. I said he's all right. If I had time to preach tonight, and I think I would take me a step. I think I would open my Bible. I believe I would turn back into the old Bible. I would turn way back down in the book of Genesis, chapter number 5, and somewhere around verse number 22. And I hear the man of God saying back there that Enoch walked with God, and he was not. Thank you, Jesus. If I would leave any words back here in 1963, I would say, walk with God. Thank you, Jesus. Walk with God. Because it's always going to pay off. Jesus, he'll give you strength to walk with him. You might be by yourself, but walk with God. You might be on a job with sinners, but walk with God. You may not have nobody in your home saved. May not be nobody there to say, praise the Lord to you. May not be nobody there to say, let's go down on our knees. You ought to walk with God. May not have nobody to tell you, let's read our Bible. May not have nobody to tell you now, let's go out to the house of God. May not have nobody to tell you now, let's fast a little while. But you ought to walk with God. It's gonna pay off after a while. And that Enoch walked with God.
and he was not, or because the Lord took him. God is gonna gather up all of his children with by and by. We shall not all sleep, but we're all gonna be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. The Lord himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall arise.
The Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal. And look at that, the hour is almost up. We just heard Robert Pete Williams' Church on Fire with the Word of God. off the Angola Prison Spirituals LP, which is a mind-blowing creation of, I think his name was Henry Oster. I don't have the record right in front of me. Just such an amazing document. Before that, we heard a Peacock 45 by Reverend Robert Ballinger doing Holy Spirit. Before that, a self-release 45, a sermon record on 45, Elder Robert McMurray, Walk with God. Before that, the great Robert Anderson doing Prayer Changes Things. Before that, we heard from the great Ace CD collection of Brother Claude Eli, we heard Crying Holy Unto the Lord. And before that, a record on Champ by the Piney Grove Spiritual Singers doing Get Back Satan. Before that, off the Presenting the Fantastic Violinaires LP, we heard Tell Me How Long. Before that, we heard a really neat take on Amazing Grace by Sister Rosetta Tharp off the Blessed Assurance record. And before that, we heard a few Bessie Jones recorded by Ellen Lomax tracks. Last, we heard her in his kitchen talking about New Year's traditions with Alan and his wife. Before that, we heard Bessie Jones with the Georgia Sea Island Singers doing Before This Time Another Year. And before that, we heard Bessie Mae Branch and Unidentified Children off a record that's probably never been played on the air before because it's just in the Library of Congress and hasn't been released as far as I know. I did a little work on it to try to get it to sound like something, but it's just a transcription disc from the late 1930s. It was Eve and Adam by Bessie Mae Branch and Unidentified Children, recorded in Brandon, Rankin County, March 9th, 1937. And before that, we heard Ola Bella Reed with her husband and son in the 1970s in their living room off YouTube. Right now, we're going to hear the Sterling Jubilee Singers from Jesus Hits Like the Atom Bomb. This is I Was Praying. Thanks so much for tuning in again to Buchedon Scorned. The next year really is terrifying politically and socially every way. I'm horrified and at what seems to be coming and what is also just continuing to happen in Gaza and everything else. I don't know what to say other than, I don't even have anything to say. Music is good. I know that. And gospel music helps. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be here next week and the week after that. But who knows? Buchedon Scorned, thanks for tuning in.
We're coming back to Gusman, Alabama. At this time, I'm going to call the Sterling Jubilee. Give it to us.
Give everybody a hand again, please. I know we enjoy this singing. I don't know about you, but I feel good. God's been too good to us, children. You may know out there some things, but you don't know everything. But my Jesus knows.
Yeah.
My Jesus knows. Like a Christian. through a while. I'll see Jesus one day, by and by. Then I will pray, tell me, he hung from the sixth to the ninth. Yes, he did. Then I will pray. To a high mountain, shelter in a time of storm. Yes, he is. Then I will pray.
I will pray
with my Savior.
When my Savior
call my name.
Call my name. Call my name. Lord, I heard him say, come on.
See me coming, don't close your door, no, no, please don't, I'm a motherless child, yes I am, then I will pray,
I will pray,
when
my Savior,
call my name,
call my name, call my name.